"Come on, Conseil," I told him. "Here's your last chance to pocket that $2,000.
"If master will permit me saying so," Conseil replied, "I never expected to win that prize, and the Union government could have promised $100,000 and been none the poorer."
"You're right, Conseil. It had turned out to be a foolish business, after all, and we jumped into it too hastily. What a waste of time. What a futile expense of emotion. 6 months ago we could have been back in France."
"In master's little apartment," Conseil answered. "In master's museum. And by now I would have classified master's fossils, and master's Babirusa would have been ensconced in its cage at the zoo, in the botanical gardens, and it would have attracted every curiosity seeker in town."
"Quite so, Conseil. And what's more, I imagine that people will soon be poking fun at us."
"To be sure," Conseil replied serenely. "I do think that they'll have fun at master's expense. And it must be said..."
"It must be said, Conseil."
"Well, then, it will serve the master right."
"How true."
"When one has the honor of becoming an expert, as master is, one mustn't lay himself open to..."
Conseil didn't have the time to complete the compliment. In the midst of the general silence, a voice became audible. It was Ned Land's voice, and it shouted,
"Ahoy! There's a thing in question, abreast of us, to leeward!"
So ends Part 1, Chapter 5, At Random.